Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but, like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school, like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yes. Welcome in. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday here on The Odd Couple. Rob Parker, Martin Weiss filling in for Chris Broussard, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Don't forget, bottom of this hour, a trolling or rolling segment with Martin being right here in the studio. Studio. You ready for that?
I mean, I'm rolling with it.
Also, after that, a little trash talking, your chance to trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. That's right. We'll give you 30 or 40 seconds. We will not interrupt you. If you want to trash Martin, it's okay. He won't get his feelings hurt. Now, me, that's another story, but I'm just saying.
We know you're soft as cotton candy.
Whatever.
We understood. I mean, you know, softer than the other side of the pillow. It's supposed to be colder.
Is that what it is?
No, you softer than the other side of the pillow. It's supposed to be colder. Most of the time, you know what I'm saying, generally, it's used for the clutchness, but I had to make sure everybody knew. This is a measure of softness right here. Charmin, baby.
Don, don't fall in for that, Don. You know me. I'm tough as nails. Nobody could rattle me. Are you kidding me?
Rubber nails.
I've worked at every big market in this country.
Because they ran you out.
Is that what it was?
Because they ran you out.
They ran me out of Detroit. Were you behind me when they ran us out?
They didn't run me out.
Oh, they ran me out.
They ran you out.
Oh, okay.
I could walk freely. Nobody was checking.
Wow. They ran me out to Los Angeles. Imagine being run out to Los Angeles.
Relax.
Yes, thank you. No doubt about it. All right. Rob G, can you jump on the mic? Because the news about Serena Williams was that this is probably going to be it in her career. And she wrote this in a Vogue magazine article, Rob G. Can you update us?
Yeah, she wrote a first-person essay that was published today in Vogue. She is the cover model for this month. And in it, she, you know, had a nice fond farewell to her career, and she mentioned that she was looking to start a family and be more present at home. And as a result, she was going to have to say goodbye to tennis. So all signs pointing to, as of now, Serena Williams retiring from tennis after the upcoming Open later this month.
Rob G, stay on the mic. And Martin, let's have a conversation, because I know what happens. People will look at an individual player like a Serena, Tiger, Woods, and think because they're not relying on anybody else, you know, they have to do it themselves. It's all about themselves and not about a team and not about a situation, that these players often are better than team sport players. And I'm talking about like a Michael Jordan or LeBron James or a Barry Bonds, whoever it might be, or whatever sport it might be, Patrick Mahomes or Aaron Rodgers, that they have to rely on other people. Where are you guys when we talk about players playing individual sports compared to team sports?
I think team sports is an entirely different animal than individual sports. Just when I think about, okay, and I don't mean to just bring this up as right as she's announced her retirement, and we'll get into a lot of the great things she's done.
Oh, she's done. Her resume is ridiculous.
But one of the memories that I have of Serena is when, against Naomi Osaka, she wasn't able to maintain her composure, right? Now, that was by her own making. Now, J.R. Smith didn't call timeout, and we saw LeBron James not being able to maintain his composure in that overtime period in game one of the finals. That's not of LeBron's making, where J.R. Smith did not know the timeout situation.
The game wasn't over, though. LeBron still had
the match wasn't over for Serena either, right? The point was, but the point I'm trying to make is, when you're a team athlete, you have a whole different, you can be let down and your teammates pick you up, or your teammates can let you down. When you're an individual sport athlete, it's going to be generally up to you whether you win or lose. And that's why I think that you have to view them differently, especially the more dominant individual athletes, because of the way that they are able to prepare every single time. It's always coming down to them.
Yeah, but I would push back and say that I still would take Michael Jordan, even an individual, because even though he had teammates, he played at that high level that it still came down to him no matter else who was on the court. It often came down to Michael Jordan as well. Even though, yes, there's Scottie Pippen and Steve Kerr.
If the rest of the Chicago Bulls went 0-for-0 with 0 minutes played, Michael Jordan would have lost. My point is, and you're like, I'm going to push back. That's my point.
No,
is that
because
Michael Jordan had teammates
like that,
and other teammates like
that makes no sense, because that's not a real game that they're going to go 0-for-0. My point is, Michael Jordan was the one driving the bus, regardless to who his teammates were. That's why
you
can compare him to him.
And my point is, Serena ain't got no bus.
Yeah, but that's why
Serena's got no bus.
But that's why I still could compare him to Tiger Woods and compare him to Serena Williams. Rob G, where are you on just the way you look at individual athletes? And I get what they do, and it's all about them, and I have mad respect for both Tiger and for Serena for what they've done.
I think Martin makes some good points, and I tend to agree that individual athletes, it's different because they don't have anyone else that they can rely on in certain situations. Like, Michael Jordan is not 6-for-6 if he doesn't have Paxson and Kerr hitting three-pointers, or Dennis Rodman playing defense. LeBron James doesn't go to 10 finals if he doesn't have, you know, guys in the open threes or playing defense. Or in this case, J.R. Smith, he might have another championship. Or he might not have had the championship in Miami were it not for Ray Allen. You know, like, that. This is what happens when you're in a team sport.
But that doesn't take away from has to do
not at all,
in order to get to that. My point is, that's the way the game is played.
There's something that to be said, and I think to your point too, is Rob, is to be able to elevate not just yourself,
right,
but a group of people around you is something that should be commended.
See, that's the point, is that he has to elevate other people, and sometimes it's easier just to have to push yourself because there's no, I don't know if Scotty's in a bad mood today. I don't know if Steve Kerr ate his kale this morning and is going to be feeling good. You know, like I have to make sure that all these parts work together in order to win. And I think that's where the difference is in a positive way for team sports, because you have to rely on other people and you have to get everybody working together to make it work. I think it's harder than just going out and you're the most dominant golfer or the most dominant tennis player of your era, and you just play.
I disagree. I think it's harder when everybody knows everything that you have to offer. And it's not only that, you're the king of the hill. Everybody's coming for you. Like every single person, or I shouldn't say every single person, but the vast majority of people throughout Serena Williams' tennis career viewed her as the person to beat. And that's just, I mean, it hasn't been the case. Like, is anybody with a 20-year hold on the NBA? Or, you know what I'm saying, a 15-year hold on the NBA besides, like, LeBron? And I know you'll say LeBron hasn't had that hold. So I was like, I would say, no, it's just when you're out there and you're the only one the same way like Tiger Woods was, like, you are the person to beat. That you're the king of the hill or queen of the hill in this case with Serena Williams. I think it's something different. And then also, too, when you look at Serena's career.
Yeah, I want you to talk about her career and what you think.
So much controversy surrounded her that had nothing to do with her. From so much controversy from other people, other writers, and the way that the predominantly white media would generally cover Serena, that's a whole other aspect that she doesn't have anybody sitting next to her, left or right, to answer questions and to say, hey, stop talking about Serena like that.
Yeah, but the difference, too, is when you're the big dog, they still come for you anyway. And that's what LeBron and the biggest stars, they still have to answer to people more. So nobody's going to the 12th man on the Laker bench and saying, how come you guys haven't won back-to-back games in three months?
But a whole bunch of people were going to Russell Westbrook and saying, what's going wrong with you? And every time you ask LeBron or AD up until maybe like the last third of the season, they said, no, we got to just let Russ be Russ. We got to trust in Russ. They showed vocal support for him. That opportunity never existed for Serena Williams because she didn't have teammates.
Yeah, but she has people in her camp. She has her father at the time, earlier in her career, coaching. You know what I mean? Like, they're coaches, and there are other people who are part of the individual. I'm not knocking anything. What stands out the most for her to you, and how do you view her as an all-time great? Is she better than Michael Jordan in your eyes?
I separate individual sports
and team sports.
That's like asking if apples are better than you. That's like asking if apples are better than spaghetti. Like, to me, it's a pointless question.
It's not pointless. And you could take a look and say, if I were to ask you, who's the greatest athlete you've ever watched? It doesn't matter. I could still say Michael Jordan more so than Tiger, and I could say it more so than Serena.
Well, I didn't grow up watching country club sports in general, like golf and tennis. So, like,
you don't appreciate them?
I'm not saying I don't. I just didn't grow up. I grew up in Louisiana. All we watched was football.
Rob
and then I grew
G,
up
who's the greatest
basketball.
Athlete you've seen in your life? Martin refuses to answer.
The greatest athlete I've seen in my life was LeBron James.
Okay.
But that's my life. Like, you want? I'm 30. I'll be 33 next week.
Okay. How about you? Rob G.
Usain Bolt.
Usain Bolt. Okay. So you're into
the single individual sport. Yep.
Okay. And that would be it.
But I say this: the thing that I take away from Serena's retirement, reading this Vogue article, it's the idea of when she's stepping away. I can really appreciate this, and I think, like she says, she wasn't ready to win Wimbledon this year, and doesn't know if she'll ever be ready to win New York. Like, she doesn't know if she'll be able to win. She's going to try. The lead ups will be fun, and it would be great at this fantasy that she was able to pass Margaret Court and tire and pass her and all this stuff. But ultimately. If she, as a competitor, feels that she may not be able to go out and dominate and play at the same level that she could, I, for one, am fine with athletes taking that time and saying, it's time for me to step away while I still can and start, and she already has a family, but advance my family, grow, make my daughter an older sister. Like, I'm here for that before you don't have to die on the court, figuratively. You don't have to show the breakdown of all your athletic skills. We can remember you for your greatness before, because that's how people get remembered after it takes too long for them to go away.
I think Muhammad Ali did that. I think at the end, to watch that guy get beat to a pulp and, you know, stand and do the rope-a-dope and all that, you know, I just thought that was like the worst way to go out. And I agree with that. I mean, it's different, but I thought Vin Scully retiring when he did 5 years ago with the Dodgers was the right thing to do. You don't have to be 95 years old and fall out in the press box, you know what I mean, in order to establish yourself. He had a great run, 67 years, and then said, okay, I'm good. And they even asked him to come back, Martin, in 2020 to do the World Series, you know, do the broadcast, and he refused, which was right. He was like, I'm not doing it anymore. Let the guys who do the team, cover the team, and let them do it. And I agree with that. I think that takes a big man to do that.
And I chastise no athlete for stepping out of competition with if your head's not right, if your body's not right, especially like if you get there and you're in the middle of it and you say, hey, wait a second, that's one thing. But if you bow out well before it even starts, you say, hey, I'm not going to be ready for this. I'm not going to be able to compete with this. Like, that's how you go get hurt. And she's literally saying in the article that she wrote, in the piece that she wrote, she's like, yo, my heart is not in this in the same way, even though I still love it. And that is a challenge that I'm having to balance.
Your heart has to be in it.
But she's like, I have different things that I love. I have a husband. I have a daughter. You know, and beforehand, she said she never thought about having kids because she was hyper. And I think we, as lay people, maybe do not have the ability to even understand how much intense focus and how much dedication you have to be the best at something. And what she admittedly was.
All right, don't forget, Trash Talking Tuesday's coming up. Also, trolling and rolling. But Russell Westbrook's Twitter fingers are at it again. We'll tell you all about that next. It is The Odd Couple. Martin Weiss in for Chris Broussard. Rob Parker here, you there. Stick and stay right here on The Odd Couple. What's your favorite live event? A rocking concert, an action-packed game, or an evening of hilarious stand-up comedy? Whatever it is, enter for a chance to win tickets in the 5-Hour Energy Live Sweepstakes. 5-Hour Energy is giving away $100 StubHub gift cards that you can use for live music, sports, or entertainment. Just buy any 5-Hour Energy product, take a picture of your receipt, and upload it at 5helive.com. And try the 5-Hour Energy Extra Strength Watermelon flavor. The taste is unbelievable with zero sugar and a convenient portable size. It's the perfect pick-me-up for getting stuff done. Go to 5-Hour Energy's website and find over 15 flavors to choose from. On the site, you can even build your own 12-pack or 24-pack. You choose the flavors you want, and it's delivered right to your door. But if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-Hour Energy shot at your local grocer or convenience store. They are everywhere. See the website for official rules. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Hey, Don.
What's up, Rob?
Go get 5-Hour.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don is jamming today on a Trash Talking Tuesday. Rob Parker, Martin Weiss, in for Chris Broussard, the Vacation and Chris Broussard. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. AutoZone has your free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service with over 5,600 locations nationwide. AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Rob G., the resident Laker homer, who picks the Lakers to win the championship every year, who picks every great Laker player as a future Laker. That's what he does. But Russell Westbrook, has been tweeting and liking and doing all kinds of stuff. Rob G., fill us in.
Yeah, most recently, Russell Westbrook, and again, the sleuths on Laker Twitter found this. He liked a tweet that was a screen grab of his statistics in the last 10 games of last season. He was 22-7-7, 52% from the field, 41% from three. And here's the comment. Brody was getting into a rhythm, dealing with all the injuries and lineup changes while not being used right, and yet they want to trade him, and has a facepalm emoji. And Russ seems to co-sign with
that. He co-signed
tweet.
That. Oh, man.
Whoa. Just a question to the both of you. Why do we feel like Russ co-signed that tweet?
Because he liked it.
Thank you. Go ahead, Rob. What was you about to say?
I just said, who's sitting around liking a tweet when like 95% of the league makes it to the playoffs and you have one of the greatest players of all time in LeBron James? You're a former MVP. You have Carmelo Anthony who's going to get into the Basketball Hall of Fame. You got Anthony Davis, who was voted one of the top 75 players, and you couldn't even make the play-in tournament. You couldn't even get a spot in the playoffs, and you're busy liking that nonsense. I mean, don't you have better things to do?
And I mean, Rob, it's from an account which name is Russell Westbrook Stan, and it's at is why not Brody too. So obviously, this guy is, let's just say he has an agenda, right? You know, he has an agenda that he's pushing on this Twitter account, which, you know, is well and fine. Twitter has jumped the shark. But that's neither here nor there. The idea that, which is driving me insane, we've seen it across social media, and you know what? This tweet, this like, this one is the one I'm planting my flag on, right? Because we see guys scrubbing their Instagrams. We see guys liking tweets that say,
Kyler Murray got a big contract by scrubbing his.
Yeah, and then he had to be forced to do his homework, or maybe not. Who knows? Maybe they might add that back in before the season starts, you know, to make sure he's not playing all video games. But I think that speaks to my point that Kyler Murray was one of the people who were doing this, and this is the type of situation that the Cardinals found themselves in with the independent clause and all and so forth. But in this day and age, you have your own Twitter. You don't have to like some Russell Westbrook stand saying this. If you feel like the Lakers misused you the wrong way, feel free to just tweet that yourself, Russell Westbrook, and stand on your tweets. Why are you over here liking tweets? Like deleting pictures off of Instagram? Like, what is this? How old are we? I'm 33 years old. I'm not deleting pictures off my Instagram. I'm not liking tweets saying, oh, you know, Rob Parker got him on that one. Or Martin Dwight did a great job against Rob. Like, what are we talking about?
Hey, I'm blocking people every chance I get. If you misrepresent me.
Right, and you're old and crusty, and that's part of the reason why. I mean, listen.
Rob G, am I wrong to block somebody if they misrepresent what I've said?
No, you're not wrong.
To misrepresent me. You could say that you disagree with me. I'm not going to block you on that. But don't put words in my mouth and give a false narrative to fit what you're trying to say. If you do that, you will be blocked. And that's why I made that block song. Dom, where is it? You got it?
We don't need it.
Yes, we do. That's one of the all-time classics.
Russell Westbrook should follow your advice and start blocking people he doesn't like. Just block out on the court and start getting 10 rebounds a game again, and maybe you'd be the better player than he was this last season. But the thing is, it's like he could take the advice of one of his former teammates, Kevin Durant, who was slaughtered universally for his Twitter usage when it was found out that he had mad burner accounts. What did he do? Stopped tweeting from burner accounts, started tweeting from his own account, and he's one of the best tweeters on the app. He's just one of the best content creators on the app, just bar none. He could completely revolutionize the way people look at him if he just sent out a few tweets of his own. Instead of doing this, to me, is passive aggressive.
Of course it is. But I also understand why he's not going to go out there and toot his own horn and try to act like he didn't do anything wrong. He played poorly last year. I don't care what the numbers are. He played poorly, and he was the new piece added. So, yes, most of it was going to fall on him and people feeling like he was the reason. Because Anthony Davis, and I get he was hurt, Martin, but him and LeBron won a championship. Westbrook missed bunnies. He hit the side of the backboard. He air balls. I mean, to watch him play last year was eye-opening to me. It's one thing to watch highlights on ESPN. I wasn't watching Oklahoma City games, okay? Not every night. But I live in Los Angeles, and I'm watching the Lakers every night. Were you surprised at his skill level?
I wasn't, because I watched him in Washington. I watched
him every night in Washington.
I watched enough, Rob. I gamble on this league every day. I'm watching four or five games at a time.
Yeah,
I watched him against Washington. I watched him against Washington all the time. I was betting against him because they started out super hot, and it was like, how is this team still above 500? Because this team is terrible.
So that's why you tuned in, because you had lost so much money.
No, I bet because I was making money betting against him. I've been making money betting against Russell Westbrook for the last couple years. But you know what? If he wanted to go out there and say, I had a bad start to the season, but the last 10 games I was really putting it together, and he said it on his own Twitter timeline, I'd have a lot more respect to that than going and just liking random tweets. And the guy didn't even at Russell Westbrook, so you got me feeling like you're searching his name on Twitter, which is never a good strategy.
All right. This is going to be different because we've got Trolling or Rolling coming up with Martin Weiss in the studio. So he's actually, Rob G, you're going to man it, and he's going to participate. So it'll be good to see Martin lose at his own game. So Trolling or Rolling is coming up next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done.
They hating.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to kiss me right in there.
It's trolling or rolling.
That's right. It is trolling or rolling.
Get it right.
Here on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio, normally hosted by Martin Weiss, but he's in the big chair today, so I'll be taking over temporarily at least. Now, you guys know how this segment works. If the guys like the story, they'll get the roll sound.
They see me rolling.
And if they don't like it, they get the troll sound.
Oh, man.
Hey.
It's very easy. It's why there's a million other segments that sound very similar.
Wow. I'm trolling that. Hate.
I mean, Rob, do we not have Fowler Fair coming up tomorrow
on
Wednesday?
Yes, we do. Fowler Fair.
And you know what that is? Baseball. Okay? You know what this is? Trolling.
Hey.
I'm trolling all of this.
Like Martin made up some unique game or something. You know what I'm saying? It's all right.
All right, wow. Let's get to it.
I don't see you coming up with this.
Story number one. Rob, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. Ezekiel Elliott is going to be getting a lot of run this season, according to multiple people. Not only did Jerry Jones say about a week and a half ago he expects to lean on the running game, Tony Romo and Emmitt Smith have both said at separate times this offseason that they expect the running game and Ezekiel Elliott specifically to be the focal point of the Cowboys offense. Rob Parker, trolling or rolling that Zeke is up to the task to carry the Dallas offense?
I'm trolling this.
Oh, man. Hey.
They're living in the past. Jerry Jones wants to get his money's worth. He's getting 5 cents on the dollar the last couple of years, so now all of a sudden, he's like, give him the ball. I don't care if he only gets 58.9 yards a game. Give him the ball. This is going to be a disaster.
I'm trolling this as well, but Zeke's going to have a better year than everybody thinks. I bet his rushing over when I was in Vegas just a couple days ago. I expect him – I think he's being downplayed in the Vegas markets, but the idea that he's going to be the leading rusher even in his division would be a surprise to me.
Full disclosure, folks, Martin did say about 20 minutes ago on this show that he's been on a very cold streak.
Yes.
Gambling.
There
so
you go.
Maybe don't listen to the Ezekiel.
Yeah, go
bet
the other way, whatever Martin says.
You know
That's what I would do.
When you two step into the arena like I do, then we'll talk about how you get down, okay?
Shekel City every night on the Odd Couple.
That's right. Hey, 3-0, 0-3, Rob Parker has it documented
every
night.
That's right, every single night.
Hey, we can talk to Scott Shapiro and get something going on here. Shekel City plus Martin Weiss. How about that? Maybe we'll get an actual damn sponsor. The next topic, please, Rob G.
Oh, my goodness. All right, let's keep it moving. Story number two. As you know, Odell Beckham Jr. is currently a free agent dealing with a knee injury, recovering from that. And earlier this week, Von Miller posted something on Instagram, and it was the caption, "You know I'm lit." It was a practice video. Well, right underneath that comment, OBJ puts out, "You been lit," all caps. Von Miller, what's the locker next to you look like, with the eye emoji? Martin Weiss, trolling or rolling that the Buffalo Bills would be the best fit for Odell Beckham Jr. services?
I mean, I'll roll with that.
They see me rolling.
You got to have a team that's going to be in contention. I mean, if you got like Odell, you're going to have a team that's in contention. You already got a number one in Stephon Diggs. You're coming off injury, and you got a number one established quarterback in Josh Allen. It's going to be cold out there in Buffalo, but they're going to be competing. I think it would be a great fit for Odell.
I'm gonna troll it.
Oh man. Hey.
Maybe he needs to go somewhere where, you know, he's not going to be vying for any other spot. Like, they really don't have a real number one. He gets to work his way back in a team that really, maybe go to like the Panthers to help Baker Mayfield. What about that? No?
Yeah, that worked out well last time.
All right, no, maybe not.
I'm trolling Rob Parker.
Yeah, that was a tough one, Rob. All right, here we go. Last one, story number three. As you guys know, Kevin Durant is on the trade block, allegedly. Big hullabaloo earlier this week where he met with the owner in London, said you either keep me or you keep Sean Marks and Steve Nash, issued the ultimatum, and Joe Tsai kind of defended his squad on Twitter. Well, according to the New York Daily News, as reported earlier tonight, one of the teams that is now even more interested in Kevin Durant following this last 24-hour news cycle is the New Orleans Pelicans. They'd be willing to offer Brandon Ingram and parts to pair KD with Zion Williamson. Rob Parker, trolling or rolling that the addition of KD along with Zion Williamson would make the Pelicans a top four team in the West?
I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
I don't know if they'd be four. They'd be in the mix, and it just depends. As good as Kevin or great as Kevin Durant is, he hasn't been able to stay healthy, and neither has Zion. So I just – you can put them together, and if they are healthy, then they probably would be one of the best teams in the West. I don't know, but their history, both of them have questionable health histories, and I'm not sure I really want to do that. Think about it. Kevin Durant's played 90 games in the last 3 years.
I'm rolling with it.
He's from New Orleans.
Well,
Rob
also
G.
too that status.
He's a homer.
I mean, if he had played anywhere over 90 games in the last however many, it would have been a shock because a man tore his Achilles tendon in the NBA Finals. You're gonna miss a season after doing something like that. But no, it's a trade package that makes sense. Is it gonna happen? Is he gonna go to New Orleans? I'd be jaw on the floor shocked. But if it's just an NBA situation, it makes absolute sense. You got a young star. You're gonna have an established player in either CJ or BI, whoever doesn't get traded in that mix, and right there, and you got an aggressive small market GM in David Griffin, who has shown that he's able to find guys like Herb Jones in the second round, who are true NBA players, which is something that Sean Marks in so far in Brooklyn has yet to do.
And that's trolling and rolling.
All right, thanks. Good job, Rob G. Disgruntled sports fans, this one's for you. That's right. Trash Talk is next. It's the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio, 877-99 on Fox. Call in. We're ready for you. Martin Weiss in for Chris. Stick and stay on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout. And woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have like one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. Jamming on a, on a Friday. What's today? Today's Tuesday.
It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, Rob Parker.
It is a Trash Talking Tuesday. It's the Odd Couple, Rob Parker, Martin White. Hey, if you want to get in, here's your chance. You've been trying to get at the bit. Here's your chance to trash Martin White's 877-99 on Fox.
Well, and if you think Rob Parker's had the best of opinions, I mean, obviously that's a joke, but you get it. Rob, you said the number. What is it? 877-996-6369.
All right, we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. AutoZone has free services that you need to help get you back on the road, like free AutoZone Fix Finder service. That's right, with over 5,600 locations nationwide, AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with their free services. So getting the job just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone, 877-99 on Fox. Here's your chance. It's time for Trash Talking Tuesday.
Don't you ever talk about me.
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right, here we go. Let's kick it off with Fernando in Vegas. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
You, Rob Parker.
Yeah.
Shekel City should be turned to Chuckle City because your picks are a big joke. The rat in my backyard picks better winners than you.
Wow.
Later.
Wow.
All I'm saying is, you know, if you had a little Martin White's guest appearance in Shekel City, maybe you wouldn't be getting trashed by it.
That's unbelievable. They're just jealous because I'm winning other people money and he's not following me.
MJ, from the city that care forgot, New Orleans, Louisiana, who are you trashing today?
Thanks for taking my call. I'm trashing all sports talking heads, pundits, and former athletes that are homers. I'm calling exactly what it is, Mel Crush reporting. Skip and his love affair with Tom Shady and Kevin freaking Durant, LaShawn Sharp, to Larry Bird, then Kobe, now LeBron, Ramon James. Nick always wrong for Pat Mahomes and his Knicks, which is why he hates Michael Jeffrey Jordan. Stephen A. and our own Robert Jedediah Parker with their love triangle for Aaron Rodgers. Rob, you may need the cocoa butter and some puffs. Stop it now.
Wow. Hey, I just need
the
baby oil.
Aaron, that's pretty good.
All right, how about TJ in Maryland? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, TJ?
As a Broncos fan, I am trashing on the Broncos doubters. I like our chances. Every team in the NFC West made changes. Raiders, Chargers, Chiefs. You got to be concerned about them as well. But as a Broncos fan, I like our chances. Have a good night, guys.
All right. There he is. He's in Maryland, but he's a Denver Broncos guy. And he is saying that he likes to change. It's going to be a tough division. There's no doubt about it. Martin, today on Deadspin, and anybody else, if you got another minute or so to trash, 877-99 on Fox. So today I trashed Maurice Jones-Drew for putting Ezekiel Elliott in the top five. You can check it out on my social media, the video that we run from Deadspin. Who are you trashing today?
I'm trashing your boy, A.A. Ron, because he came out and said, just not too long ago, he said, last year he found out who his true friends were. And what I got to tell him, last year you found out who your true yes men were. And I feel like Aaron Rodgers is somebody who doesn't quite agree with somebody, anybody who pushes back. And then you just see it, and it's all right there out there. I'm trashing Aaron Rodgers because he's completely eliminated any dissension from his circle. And that's not a good way to live. You need people who are going to tell you when you're stepping over your bounds. And Aaron Rodgers has been stepping over him for a little bit now.
Rob G, you got anybody? Who you trashing, Westbrook?
No, I'm not trashing Russell Westbrook. That's not cool. I'm trashing Keith Hernandez.
Wow.
Who I had no idea who that was.
Mex.
Until about 20 minutes ago. And that's because I saw on Twitter that he said on the Mets broadcast earlier tonight that he has asked the team not to let him call any more games involving the Phillies because he doesn't like watching them play. He said, quote, as far as fundamentally and defensively, the Phillies have not just been up to it. Yeah, like the Mets have been great over the last 5 years. Entering last season, they were a sub-500 team in four of the previous 5 years. Like, unless you're the Dodgers
right.
or the Yankees or a team that's perpetually good, you're not allowed to comment on other teams being not aesthetically pleasing. So I'm trashing Keith Hernandez.
You know what? That's a good trash. How about Don wants to jump in here? He's got a trash. Who you trashing, Don?
I didn't have anybody, but then I realized just what we were at in life, and we're right around the corner from college football. So this would be a perfect opportunity
yes.
for me to trash the Virginia Tech Hokies. I can't stand them with a burning passion.
Why?
I honestly couldn't tell you why. I think it's just because I grew up kind of close to them and everybody around me was a Hokies fan while I was a Hurricanes fan. So I just had to deal with them. But I hope that they lose at least 90% of all their games and keep pushing.
Wow.
90% is an aggressive number, but I will say, they say like Blacksburg is one of the best entrances. Not much else after that when it comes to the football, though.
Yeah, I've never been down there for a game. There's some college games I definitely want to stadiums and stuff. I always covered the pros. And then growing up in New York, you know, we didn't have college football. You know, I've been to the Big House. I did some Michigan games, some Michigan State games. Never been to Notre Dame, anything like that. So there's some places.
Oh, I got somebody to trash. I got something to trash.
Real quick.
I'm opposite of you. I grew up in college football's Bible Belt, right? I know I was watching college football. I mean, grew up watching high school football on Fridays, college football on Saturday, NFL on Sunday. And when I went to Michigan, I thought that the whole Big House thing was overrated with the 110 people. And I was like, man, it does not get loud in here. Watching USC play number 6 Oregon with eventual Los Angeles Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert on the other side, and this was an early season matchup that was in a library. I'm trashing USC, the USC Coliseum, and their fan base.
You got some nerve. He got his master's degree from
USC. That's
how
you know I'm legit. I went there. I'm still paying Sally Mae.
All right, pay Sally Mae.
USC still paying Rob Parker.
That's right. That money goes to me,
and they're not paying me.
It's an isosceles triangle from you to him to me. All right, Odd Couple, Trash Talking Tuesday. Great for everybody. We appreciate you, and we'll be back here tomorrow, same bat time, same bat channel.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, You won't want to miss this one.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school. Like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.